This is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild will be on home ice tonight, taking on the LA Kings. The Wild are 1-1 so far this season, with a season-opening road win last Thursday at St. Louis 5-0, then a Saturday home loss to Columbus 7-4. Tonight's game will start at 7 at Grand Casino Arena. The 14th-ranked Gopher volleyball team swept past Ohio State yesterday, while the women's soccer team tied 9th-ranked UCLA 0-0. The Gopher men's basketball team held a Saturday scrimmage prior to the football game. About 2,000 fans showed up to watch. It was the first real peek at the new-look team under new coach Nico Medved. Sophomore guard Isaac Osama of Cherry says he likes the direction the program's headed.
I'm excited for the game to start and just like get out there and show the fans the improvement.
Osama says he's happy to be playing for his home state team.
Yeah, it's definitely special. It's just a blessing to wear the Minnesota across my chest and then my family will be able to come watch all the games they can. Also, it's just great because I know that not everybody has that experience.
The Gophers host North Dakota State for an exhibition at the Barn on Thursday night. The Gopher football team notched a come-from-behind win on Saturday night. They got a fourth-quarter pick-six from All-America safety Coy Parachevesco to pave the way. 27-20, the final over Purdue. Head coach P.J. Fleck on his star playmaker.
That play is huge. We've been talking about it all week. Not to say it was just that one play, but that type of play and an RPO and being able to pick one of those. And I mean, it took till the fourth quarter to get it, but he's a big-time player for us, and it's a huge moment and a great lesson that you never give up, you never quit.
Fleck says Parrish has responded well from a rare bad game last month.
He just works so hard. You know, we gave him a game ball, which, you know, he doesn't need more attention, but it's the resolve and the resiliency from the Cal game. Not only that, it was the pulling back of the offense so he could really play his best on defense, and him and I talked about that. That was a collective decision. That's not me holding something back from a young man, but have the maturity that he has to see that and say, yeah, I'm good with that.
Fleck's team will host number 25 Nebraska on Friday night. This is M&M Sports.